Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. That's Shocking Blue bringing us back. Little Venus. Thanks for being part of my day, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, and including the blog and the articles and the archives. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead, and also don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We have ask a different question every week. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. And we got Scott Eblen back with us. Scott's a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Next Level. And he's asking us some questions about ourselves, about our executive selves, my friends. Not the operating selves, not the manager, the CEO questions is what we need. In the previous segment, Scott, you were telling us about what are you when you're at your best?
Yeah, and how are you when you're at your best?
How are you? And, you know, I was thinking about that, and you said, the external and the internal forces, and we're talking about the internal things. One of the things that keeps coming up in my life over and over again is something that I learned at Xerox back in the 70s, and that's the practice of self-analysis.
Uh-huh.
And so I would leave a call, and I would do a self-analysis, and I would evaluate how I did. I would beat myself up. How did I do? And then the next call, and that would become a pre-call analysis for the next call, right?
Right.
And then after that call, I'd do the same thing. And I can remember times when I would say, "Man, I'm glad nobody was in that room with us because I blew that one." And then the next time, I'd say, "Wow, I wish my manager had been here. I was great in that one." So I guess what I'm getting at, and that was a way that I did this. On a contact by contact basis. Is that what are you talking about doing it like that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, in your case, that's a version of what the Army calls an after action review.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
And that or anything else like that is a routine, which gets us to the second big question in the life GPS model. What are the routines that you either have in your life or think you need to have in your life to make it more likely that you show up at your best or from your preferred state of being?
So you're saying the self-analysis is like a routine.
Sure, and I think routines fall into four categories. They're the mental routines, the physical routines, the spiritual routines, and the relational routine.
Hmm.
And so, you know, that self-analysis is probably a mental routine that you get a lot of value
mm-hmm.
out of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to identify those routines. I'm a big believer in the line from Aristotle, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, mm-hmm. then, is not an act, but a habit." So my question for all of you listening is, what are the habits, you know, that you need, or the routines that you need to have in your life, mental, physical, spiritual, and relational, to make it more likely that you'll show up at your best, show up at that most excellent version of yourself?
It might be that you... I don't know, show up earlier, stay later? Could that be a habit?
Could be that. I mean, you know, a relational routine, one of my simple ones is my wife and I have a weekly date night. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's an important relationship in my life. And, you know, just getting away from the house one evening of the week and, you know, going and, like, could be something as simple as going to Starbucks, right?
Mm-hmm. And it could depend on your business. I have a friend who's got a local business and he makes a ritual of having lunch with somebody every day.
That perfect relationship.
I don't have a local business, meaning I don't have a Main Street type business, and my ritual is I stay in for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Since I started doing that, I've become more productive, which is what I like to do.
Yeah. You know, a physical routine for me is yoga. And the thing about yoga is you get mental benefits, and I go to the same yoga studio regularly, so I get relational benefits from that. I'm seeing the same group of friends on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of these routines you can double or triple dip
right.
across those four categories, mental, physical, spiritual, and relational. And the other thing I would encourage people to think about with routines is don't overdo it. It's better to have two or three routines that work for you and are really effective for you than to load yourself up with, "Oh my gosh, I got to have these 20 routines or I suck."
Wouldn't a good practice in this routine thing be to identify the habits, the routines that you've gotten yourself into that are not productive, that are not feeding the other goals?
Yeah, what are the habits that you're into that aren't feeding your preferred state of being or your best case performance? I think that's a great place to start, because
maybe it'd be easier for us to identify things that are getting in our way than to identify things that are maybe. And that's what you said a minute ago when you were talking about your wife. You know, why don't we redact some things instead of trying to find. It's sort of like when my wife and I went to Alaska a year or so ago, and I took 3,000 pictures, and I tried to find the ones I wanted, and I found out it was easier for me to take the ones out that I knew I didn't want first.
Right, right. I'll give you a habit that Diane and I got into that we're intentionally not doing now, because we're both small business owners. We each have our own small business. And the habit that we got into was sitting in front of the TV with our laptops in our lap every night, plowing through email, not talking to each other, kind of half listening to a football game or a hockey game. And, too much of that, and you start to disconnect. And
You're starting to meddle now, Scott.
Oh, okay. Getting too close to home.
You stopped preaching and started meddling now, Scott.
sorry.
It's so darn handy.
Webcam in your house, Jim.
At least I don't take it to bed with me. At least it's only in my recliner, right? Hey, well, Scott, I need your website, please.
Sure. EplinGroup.com, and if you go to my blog right now, ScottEplin.com, there's a post on this life GPS model. You can read all about it there.
I like that. Thank you for making that available. EplinGroup.com, and the blog is Scott Eplin, EBLIN. com, and that's where you can find the blog in this article we're talking about, these three questions to guide you into the new year. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.